Greg Bench with Regions of Washington Street, your home for the perfect match on Cork Red FM.
Pat, you must be delighted how the lads got through that one in the end.
Well, it was the result rather than the performance. The performance was nothing to write home about, but it was with the way Cork curling has been at underage in recent years, it was the result. It was all important, and I think in the last 10 minutes, they showed one thing that we might have been unsure about, that they have great heart. I suppose we were a little disappointed about with the scores that they missed, the handy scores, I'm going to call them, that we missed. But overall, now if you told me that, listen, regardless of what would happen here tonight, that we'd come away with a victory, I'd have taken that every day of the week.
And you had that crucial penalty save in the last 10 minutes.
And especially given the way that he stuck the first penalty, it made the save all the more impressive. And I think that was their last chance then, if they didn't get that, because we were on top, they got the penalty, that would have turned it again probably. But once they failed to do that, we were able to tack on a couple of scores. And once we got 3 points ahead or 4 points ahead, then we knew that they were going to need a goal, and that changed the complexion of the game then as well. We were able to bring a guy back and hold the game out then at that stage.
And Pat O'Callaghan, he got some crucial scores there in the last 10 minutes. Very impressive all night.
Well, I wouldn't agree with you that he was impressive all night. I thought he was shocking in the first half, and listen, we told him so as well at half time, and just all credit to the guy that he was able to have a small chat with himself and produce a performance like that in the second half. He has it. A couple more have it too. I think overall this is a good side. It's not the perfect side. That was not a great performance, but we're happy enough with the victory here now tonight. Believe me, that's a great Clare side.
And also Peter Kelleher, I thought, was very impressive as well for you.
Again, he was impressive in the second half. He was very poor in the first half as well. And again, another guy that we had a small little word in his ear at half time. But that to me is all the more impressive, that these guys were able to change and have a small chat with themselves and change the way they were playing, which is a very important attribute for any inter-county hurler, because look, you're always going to go through patches or come up against quality players. And to be fair now, Peter came very, very good. A couple of great scores there early in the second half to get us back into it, if you like, and we needed that.
It was a really lightning start to the game. You got those two early goals, but Clare responded well.
Well, that's always a fear that you have, right, that you start that well and you start maybe showboating a small bit, but Clare then came in and stuck a goal directly from a puck out, and that changed it. And next thing we were down, I know it was at 6 or 7 points before we knew it, after being 2-2 up to a point or something, or no score maybe. So, again, that also tells you that these guys were able to, after a start like that and then going down, they had to come back up again then after half time. But I am really delighted that they responded to our utterances, shall I say, at half time. That allows us to do that again in the future, maybe, that all is not lost at half time, regardless.
And I suppose very important to get the win tonight, because if you lost, you'd have been out again next Wednesday night. You have a bit of a break now until the end of June.
Absolutely, and the footballers as well. We have half a dozen guys there, and the footballers, and we've been working very closely with Efi and the lads, and Andrew and the lads there in the football setup. And if we had a go out next Wednesday, they'd have been playing, I think, a couple of days after that. And that's no preparation for minor football either. So I'm delighted to the lads, and we've said that as well, that listen, everybody and everything needed to win this game tonight. And to be fair now, that's exactly what happened. So I'm thrilled for the lads, thrilled for all the backroom staff, and the effort that has been put in. You have no idea what has been going on behind the scenes in the last couple of days with injuries. Even a fellow rang yesterday, the day before, that he was after cutting his finger in woodwork in school. I mean, it was the last thing we wanted. So... They took him an hour and a half to bandage the guys below before we came up here, and then we had a couple more guys. I think there's 3 guys needed injections, and another guy didn't hurt his finger before the game started. So let me tell you, to get out of here tonight, we're absolutely thrilled.
Do you think this could give you a platform to go on to have a special year this year?
Well, come here, step by step now. Cork haven't been very successful in the last couple of years. We're after taking this now. We're not going to talk about any platforms. We'll go next game, and it'll be just as difficult. If we can show that the heart, prove that, we proved that tonight, and I think we can improve in the hurling as well. We're a little bit nervous. So perhaps, look, we hope for the best anyway.